How's that going? We'll talk to him after the news. It is 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Donald Trump campaigned in Maryland last night for the first time ahead of next Tuesday's primary.
In the small town of Berlin, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore, Trump brought out thousands at the local high school with a familiar refrain.
Okay, we'll build the wall, but who's going to pay for the wall? Who?
Cruz is campaigning hard in the states up on Tuesday. John Kasich is trying to make the point that since he was born in Pennsylvania, he's a native son. Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Ted Cruz will be in Frederick in a couple of hours. Billy Shreve chairs the Frederick County Republican Central Committee.
You know, in Frederick County, we respect politics. It's definitely heated, and there are favorites everywhere. But, you know, generally we're a friendly place and we welcome everyone. And we're just really excited to have Ted Cruz actually visiting Frederick. I mean, that's quite an honor. So we appreciate him being here.
Cruz is slated to appear in the 10 o'clock hour at the Weinberg Center for the Arts in downtown Frederick. The Baltimore Sun is endorsing Congressman Chris Van Hollen for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Maryland. The newspaper praises Donna Edwards for her service in the 4th Congressional District, but ultimately the Sun says it's Van Hollen who will be a more effective successor to the retiring Barbara Mikulski. On the Republican side, the Sun is endorsing Chris Kafalas for the GOP Senate nomination, saying he has a, quote, tremendous resume of experience that prepares him to succeed in the Senate. And while Maryland remains a deeply blue state, there are plenty of Republicans jockeying for that Senate seat.
Well, all the attention's gone to Democrats Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards.
It's great that they are just beating each other up every day.
Republican State Delegate Kathy Shalega says Larry Hogan showed Republicans can win in Maryland.
People across our state have realized that it's time that we put some business people in office.
Republicans, if I'm nominated, will have a candidate who can defeat Donna Edwards or Chris Van Hollen.
Chris Kafalas is an executive with the National Association of Manufacturers. He says he's the best candidate to
really get more Democratic voters to cross over and join us on this mission to create more jobs, lower taxes, and strengthen our national defense.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're a registered voter in Maryland and want to take advantage of that early voting for next week's primary, today's your last chance.
Early voting centers have been open for the last week to help ease the lines expected for Maryland's primary on Tuesday. Marjorie Rohr with the Montgomery County Board of Elections says more than 22,000 people have already cast a ballot, which is higher than previous years.
We're finding that we're still getting steady turnout, but we're processing everybody through very quickly. It takes about 5 minutes to vote when you get in the polling room.
The early voting centers, which are mostly community rec centers, will be open until 8 tonight. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County authorities now say a 63-year-old man found dead in a house fire in Gaithersburg last month was murdered. The medical examiner says the man had several injuries to his body that indicated it was a homicide. Abolitionist Harriet Tubman is in line to be on the $20 bill, but the idea is not universally popular. Former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says,
love Harriet Tubman. I love what she did. But we can find another way to honor her. Maybe a $2 bill.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,096, the NASDAQ at 4948. Sports, the Caps failed to complete the sweep, losing to the Flyers in Game 4. Game 5 tomorrow night in Washington. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's win. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk. It's time to score with big savings from Long Fence. For a limited time, get 25% off all our quality products. As a family-owned and operated company with over 70 years of experience, Long Fence has provided area homeowners with all of their deck, hardscaping, and fencing needs. Financing options are available for qualified buyers. For your free estimate and to take advantage of this limited-time offer of 25% off, visit longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. Once you get through the volume and in that sun glare through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, up ahead near Nutley Street, crews have that incident now to the shoulder. On the toll road, slow to merge onto the Beltway and then that inner loop heavy toward the American Legion Bridge. And off at 270, I'm also seeing those delays as you push out of Gaithersburg onto the spur toward the Legion Bridge as well. According to D.C. Police, they now tell me they have all lanes open. It looks like on the westbound, inbound side of Rhode Island Avenue at the intersection with North Capitol Street. Yes, we have delays, but you can get through. Not cleared is the accident involving the truck. Westbound, southeast, southwest freeway, right as you come off at the 11th Street Bridge along the left side. That's where the truck hit the Jersey wall, slowly getting by to the right. And D.C. 295 and the feeder roads, get ready. Big delays, again, to get on the inbound 11th Street Bridge toward the westbound side of the freeway. Baltimore Washington Parkway, southbound, south of 197, incident reported heavy through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another pretty good looking day today. Milder weather continuing to push in out ahead of a cold front. Clouds mixed with sunshine. Mild start and a warm finish. 78 with a south wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Becoming cloudy tonight, 63. Cloudy tomorrow, 79. Showers, thunderstorms in by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Dumfries, 52 in Frederick, 52 in Washington. A half-mile tunnel filled with drugs has been discovered at the U.S.-Mexico border. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And at the bottom of this hour, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now, the former Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia and advisor to Senator Ted Cruz. He's also been described as the Cruz Delegate Czar.
Oh, wow.
I've always wanted to have a title like that. Ken Cuccinelli joins us on the line. He said, okay, you accept that title of Delegate Czar?
I prefer Delegate Hunter with the notion that the season is open until late July.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, listen, let me say to you, if that's your assigned job, one would have to say you're doing a pretty good job at it because you've been racking up delegates that many people thought perhaps would not be yours to grab.
Well, that is the idea, is to make gains and to convince people that Senator Cruz's vision for growing the economy and reducing special interest power and increasing freedom and so forth is the best one. He's going to be in Frederick talking about it today. And that's something that's succeeding for us with delegates. These are grassroots people who pay attention to those kinds of details. And Senator Cruz is really just knocking it out of the park on those sorts of principled-based positions that people care about, that affect their lives,
and yet
American security.
And yet, yesterday, it became very clear that he has been mathematically eliminated from ever any kind of path that would get him to 1237.
Well, no, you're talking about the first ballot, and look, nobody's going to win it on the first ballot straight out. So we're going to be in a competitive convention situation, and we're building for that, and this is an ideal campaign for that. It's grassroots-based. Which to do, you have to have principles and positions that match those principles, and ideally, as Senator Cruz has, a record to prove you'll stand up to Washington and do what you say, and that's very motivating to the grassroots. It has been a foundation that's been easy to build a delegate operation on, and we're going to build it all the way to Cleveland.
Ken Cuccinelli, how do you respond to the accusations that the process in Colorado that ended up with your candidate, Ted Cruz, getting pretty much all of the delegates there without a single vote being cast, or even more so in Georgia, where Donald Trump in the popular vote, the straw poll basically, or the actual election, he won that state, but most of the delegates are now going to be dedicated to Ted Cruz?
Let's characterize what he won. He got 37 or 38% of the vote, something like that. You got 57% of the delegates. You know, my memory's not perfect, but I don't remember Donald Trump complaining that getting 50% more delegates than your vote share was terribly unfair or rigged in some way.
Yes.
So, and his total vote count in delegates is much higher than his vote share, and you have to get a majority to be the Republican nominee. And Ted Cruz is doing something Donald Trump is not, and that is building a coalition to a majority. And if you can't do that, not only can't you win the nomination, but there's no reason anyone should expect you to be able to win in November. That's the kind of winning by addition a candidate has to do, and Ted Cruz is proving he can do it.
I understand that argument, and I completely respect it. But I just again, I'd love your response to the idea that, yes, Ted Cruz is building a majority of delegates, but not building a majority of Republican voters. And is that a concern going into November?
He most certainly is. And this is why we're going to have a competition in Cleveland, and that's because nobody's going to get to a majority before Cleveland. And so the voters' representatives are going to all gather, 2,472 of them. And if you don't get a majority of those, you aren't the nominee, and literally we'll keep going until somebody does.
But about that, let's say that you go to the convention and nobody has 1,237 delegates, and the first ballot goes and nobody is chosen. They know nobody gets to that level, and your whole strategy is to be ready to go on the second ballot. But
right.
If that happens and you do prevail, you will have alienated a lot of people who came to the Republican Party because they're enthusiastic about Donald Trump, who can make the case that in the popular vote he got more votes than Ted Cruz did. And they're going to feel sort of denied, aren't they?
Well, everybody wants to win, but so do the other 15 candidate supporters, five of whom are supporting Ted Cruz now. And, Ted has been saying for 2 months, as have many other people, that Donald Trump hasn't won here, pick the state, Louisiana, so on and so on. He got 41-39 in Louisiana, but 60% of Republicans voted against him. So the question is, when other people drop out, why can't he get the support of those people?
Hmm.
And why can Ted do it? And it's because Ted's a better candidate who represents more Republicans. And if he wins, it's only going to be because he represents a broader scope of Republicans than Donald Trump. And that's just, that's just because he's a better candidate. He's got a better vision for America. And it's working with delegates. It's working with Republicans. And 65,000 people in Colorado participated in that Ted Cruz sweep. That was a very large election.
Ken Cuccinelli joins us, of course, the former Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And you mentioned that Senator Cruz will be in Frederick today. Maryland is the next big primary coming up this Tuesday. You know this region pretty well. Of course, Maryland is a little different than Northern Virginia, but in many ways there are similarities. What does Ted Cruz have to do to convince Maryland that he's the right choice? Because he's not doing so well in the polls right now, and I'm actually a little surprised by that.
He wasn't doing very well before Wisconsin either, and he shattered all records for votes for any Republican for president ever in Wisconsin. And so he's there today, and he's obviously paying the attention and giving it the love it deserves. Maryland, my Maryland, is that it? I'm Virginian, so
yes.
I suppose I get. But it's really the same formula as everywhere. Is he comes and actually talks to real people in their neighborhoods, in their backyards, like in Frederick, about what his plans mean for their life. And he can go deep on these things. And he's Donald Trump can't do that. Ted Cruz can. And so when people ask questions, they get more details, they see how it helps their lives, how it reduces the federal government's power over their destiny, and leaves more money in their pocket and less in special interests. And that sort of vision has worked in Wisconsin. It's real. People have kicked the tires and it's been tested. And it's something Ted carries forward very well. And I think people in Maryland are going to be glad to hear it. And I think they're going to respond like people in Wisconsin did.
Well, Ken Cuccinelli, let me just say that I'm on record as saying that your candidate has run a brilliant campaign. There is no doubt about it. It's been almost flawless. And if the goal is to win on the second ballot, you're a key part of all that. So congratulations to you there. It is interesting that we talk about here in WMAL how we're the station where Washington comes to talk, and a great number of people in Maryland listen. We sure would love to have Ted Cruz Cruz join us here while he's campaigning in the Free State. Would you pass that on for us?
I will pass that on. I'll tell him my very favorite people on radio were asking for it.
Yes, we're dying for more Cruz. All right, listen, Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General, and we're going to call you the delegate hunter for Ted Cruz.
Yeah,
it's good to have you. Thanks a lot.
Hunters have better hats than czars. Oh, see, czars have like a fez.
Much better than czars. Yeah. It's got a Second Amendment ring to it.
That's so true. Exactly.
Czars got just too much government power ring to it.
Not that you are exercising your Second Amendment rights when finding delegates.
No.
Let's just be clear on that.
He doesn't want to hurt them. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Thanks, Ken. It's good to have you on the show. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. Let's get across the Wilson Bridge first in the backups near Branch Avenue. If you're continuing on to 295, it is a solid lineup to the crash as you come off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge to join on to the westbound freeway where the truck hit the Jersey Wall along the left side. Yes, drama again, trying to get on toward the freeway. Southbound 295 also in intense delays. And as I mentioned, watch for those feeder roads slowing. I am seeing Pennsylvania Avenue picking up the extra volume, but that could get you into town. East Capitol Street, also a way to get work into town and try to work around some of these delays that you might be sitting in. All right, let's get you on the Beltway Maryland topside. College Park to Silver Spring and then the inner loop into College Park slows the 95 trip back near the ICC, and in the backups had a report of an incident. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each direction through Laurel, heavy 270. Once you get past Urbana, slow again Germantown most of the way onto the 270 spur, and Virginia 66. Sunglare, major factor this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear to partly cloudy today. Breezy, high of 78 tonight, down to 63. Tomorrow, cloudy, but a high nearly 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, they say, an 80% chance of a shower and a low of 58. I don't know how that got in on us, but actually it's a little dry, so it wouldn't hurt. Saturday, plenty of sun, low 70s. Sunday in the mid-70s. Monday in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 52 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
You know, I saw a documentary just real quick on Mike Nichols. It's Mike Nichols just basically talking to another guy in front of an audience for an hour and a half about The Graduate, about his theater career and film career. It's an amazing thing.
Right.
The stuff that went in. And you know, the reason that Simon Garfunkel ended up being the musical soundtrack to The Graduate,
do you know
how that happened?
No.
They're in the editing room, and it was a popular tape, their first album. They just happened to be listening to it while they were editing the film. It was just playing in the background. And as they looked at some of the montages they were doing, the editor said, "Hey, you know what? This stuff actually fits with the music. Watch." And it was never planned.
And that's how they did it.
They just happened to be listening to it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, if you like Simon and Garfunkel, which we both do, don't we? I mean, that's some amazing music.
Incredible harmonies. Are amazing, yes.
If you were hoping for one last reunion tour, you're out of luck.
No.
Paul Simon told Rolling Stone that the two of them don't even talk anymore, and the idea of a reunion is completely out of the question. You know, Art Garfunkel gave an interview. He's a quirky dude.
Very quirky. Well, I can understand why Paul Simon sometimes gets frustrated. But he is a very odd man.
Well,
Paul
Simon is a bit of a...
Well, yes.
He's a Napoleonic complex.
A grumpy old man.
He is. He's a bit of a tyrant, talking to people who have worked with him in the past. So neither the oil and water, let's just say. But they make beautiful music together. That happens sometimes. They're not getting together. Not going to happen. No way, no how. So there you have it.
But you know what? I'm not so sure he's such a bad guy, Paul Simon. I know this is not our...
You're always on Paul Simon's side,
Did I tell you the story, though? I have a friend who's a reporter who, when she started to play the guitar, she went to a guitar store in New York City.
Yeah.
And this man came up, and she didn't really know what she was doing. She was just looking for her first guitar. And this man walked up and said, "Little girl, would you like to know what that guitar could sound like if you learned to play it?" And this man picked up the guitar and played a song for her. In the guitar store, completely charming. That was Paul Simon.
How old was she when he did this?
She was like 14 years old.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe, you know, since he's kind of short, she was older and he was picking her up.
Her dad was right there.
All right. Well, listen, that's a wonderful story.
I mean, you can't be a completely bad guy if you do something like that.
I suppose not. Okay.
I just love that
based
story.
On how they treat them, you know, when they work together and such.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
You know what? It's nice magic. Stuff. It's magic.
It is, yeah. And they're both probably jerks. Anyway, it's not going to happen. One other reunion.
Well, I know we got off topic. Go ahead.
One other reunion that's not going to happen. Kelly Ripa and her co-host Michael Strahan. This is an ugly story.
Yeah, it's really
so
strange.
ABC produces both Live, which used to be Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. Then it was Live with Regis and the person who isn't Kathy Lee, which I now learn is Kelly Ripa. Now it's Live. It's just Live, right? Or is it? So they just call it Live.
Yeah.
So ABC produces that and Good Morning America, the lead-in show for that, right?
Right.
After the show last week, I believe it was Monday, after Monday's show, after Tuesday's show at 10 a.m., they announced, right after the show, they announced Michael Strahan would be joining the cast of Good Morning America.
Full time.
And they'd be leaving Live. They never told Kelly Ripa this.
Yeah, that's not good.
They just decided. He's her co-host. I mean, they've been building this thing. Everyone thought the show was going to die after Regis. Kelly's done a very good job of rebuilding it. The two of them have good. And they're just ripping him away, putting him on Good Morning America. Good move for him, I guess. It gets better ratings. They see him as a future star of the network. So Kelly doesn't show up for work yesterday.
She's not feeling well.
Yeah, not feeling well. And a guest here sat in for her unannounced. And now it turns out Kelly's going to be out all week.
How about that?
All week. And then she'll be on vacation.
Yeah.
And I think she's kind of protesting, saying, don't mess with my show.
They did.
They sure did. Meanwhile, other entertainment world news.
Regis is coming back. That's my guess.
You think so? My gosh.
What's he doing these days?
He's going to get that 75 to death demo going. Yeah. The wrestler from Worldwide Entertainment, China. Remember China? China.
Yeah,
she was found dead in her home in Redondo Beach at the age of 46. The death is under investigation. No signs of foul play. She was sort of the first female star of back then, the WWF.
Right.
And now she is no longer with us. Rest in peace, China. It is 8:22 on WMAL. Stick with us. Traffic and weather coming up. And some endorsements in the big Maryland Senate race.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A lot of reasons to send roses this time of year. But, you know, listen, let's focus on Mother's Day. Why not? Because Mother's Day is coming up, and you know that you're always running late, and you always put it off. Well, I have a really great idea right now that's going to solve your Mother's Day problem right now, today, at this moment, and also save you a whole lot of money. And, of course, I'm talking about sending a beautiful rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Now, it's always impressive to send a dozen roses, and it's doubly impressive to send two dozen roses. Well, listen to this. Right now, this exclusive offer for you, and it's only, you got to do it today. 36 beautiful sorbet roses for just $36. I mean, that is an incredible deal that you will not find anywhere. And of course, the great quality that 1-800-Flowers guarantees is just a no-brainer, and the incredible delivery. And here's the beautiful thing about this. This abundant bouquet of three dozen roses for just $36. You can order it today and then schedule out the delivery, right? So everything's taken care of. Do it now. Scratch this off your list. You have a lot of moms in your life. Take care of it now. You got to take advantage of this offer today for a limited time only. 36 sorbet roses, $36. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
The Boys of Summer. What do you mean that title's already been taken?
Here's the pitch for the stand-up guys from Dave Snell of Snell Heating and Air.
After a long winter off, the big league baseball players gear up with spring training. But my stand-up guys, they've been training up for warm weather action practically all winter. They've been hunkered down over books and diagrams and getting their hands dirty, learning about the latest technology. My stand-up guys work harder during the winter so they can work smarter out in the field. And right right about now, they're anxious to put all that training to good use. So why not get a jump on warm weather and book an AC tune-up now? You don't want to wait and call us on that first hot day when everyone and their brother has their system breakdown, because then my boys of summer, they're real popular.
Call 703-450-6300 and save $1,700 on Lennox Home Comfort Systems. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Attention, if you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can help you reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland, the experts in functional care for those with type 2 diabetes.
It is 8:25. Now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, stacking up through Annandale, north of 66 through Tysons to the Legion Bridge and topside through Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. Hang on, though. Once you cross the bridge, I'm now seeing delays extending to get into Old Town Alexandria. Looks like we have a crash on South Patrick Street, Route 1, as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. So that's slowing the trip heading in that direction. 395 from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, a continuous backup. Have you heard? We have another incident this morning, this time on the inbound westbound side of the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Right as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, a truck hit a Jersey wall. So they're dealing with that along the left side. And we are dealing with huge backups on DC 295 each direction. Suitland Parkway jammed to try to merge onto those backups. Pennsylvania Avenue picks up delays. East Capitol Street, still looking okay. Getting over the Whitney Young Bridge is an option in through town. 270, no late problems as the volume continues. Traffic update brought to you by Pella Windows. Home improvement season starts with Pella's window and door sale. Get $300 off per window, $350 off per door, or 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stuff not moving very quickly in the atmosphere. High clouds with clear sky and another dry day today with that mix of cloud and sun even this afternoon. A gusty south breeze. 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
The race for Senate in Maryland gets heated on Tuesday as Marylanders decide who the two nominees will be. And the Democrat side has been absolutely, you know, tooth and nail here between Chris Van Hollen, of course, the congressman from the area here, Montgomery County-ish, and Donna Edwards of Baltimore, both congresspeople, and they're spending a whole lot of money. And the Baltimore Sun has come out with their endorsement, and they say, vote for Chris Van Hollen.
How about that?
They say, which of the Democrats running for Senate is most effective? That's an easy call. So we shall see if that has an effect. Over on the Republican side, just as competitive, but with a whole lot more candidates, the Baltimore Sun has endorsed Chris Kafalas. They say that the breadth and depth of Mr. Kafalas's knowledge of the issues stood out. He's well-versed in the details of legislative debates on taxes, immigration, trade, and the economy, and he takes positions that make sense for Maryland. Interesting here because his closest rival, according to the polls, is Delegate Kathy Salega, who represents Baltimore and Harford counties, and so they know her pretty well. And Kafalas, also a private businessman there in the Baltimore area, both well-known to the Baltimore Sun. Kafalas gets the nod, so we'll see if that has an impact. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Pro football great Clinton Portis trusts Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors.
They do right by me, and they will do right by you.
Call Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors at 301-924-2160. Online at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Jake Tapper from CNN. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bayer Advanced. Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz will be in Frederick in a couple of hours. Billy Shreve chairs the Frederick County Republican Central Committee.
We have a lot of support for Ted Cruz here in Frederick County. The chair of the state elect Ted Cruz campaign is from Frederick County, Senator Michael Huff.
The Cruz event is scheduled to start in the 10 o'clock hour this morning. Meanwhile, following his big win in New York Tuesday, a newly energized Donald Trump is back. And while Trump had been looking more presidential recently, that may have changed.
Out on the campaign trail in Indianapolis and here in Maryland, he went right back to referring to Ted Cruz as Lion Ted. And Hillary Clinton is now Crooked Hillary, is the way Donald Trump describes her. And at one point during his remarks here in Maryland, he suggested that as president, he wants to investigate Hillary Clinton's email practices.
Correspondent Jim Acosta, meanwhile, was also back to the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton's first post-New York campaign event was here at a Philadelphia church.
This weekend in Philadelphia, you had 12 shootings. You had 4 people murdered.
My son was murdered about a year and a half ago. He was 38 years old.
Pat Connolly was wearing a shirt that said Mothers in Charge. It's a local Philadelphia group of survivors of gun violence.
Too easy for people to just get a gun. It's easy access, and that has to stop.
Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Virginia lawmakers have approved a proposal to let the state buy execution drugs from compounding pharmacies whose identities would then remain secret. Governor McAuliffe says without that law, executions in Virginia would come to an end. President Obama's holding a summit meeting in Saudi Arabia with top officials from 6 Arab nations. The sessions in Riyadh are meant to build on a similar summit last year at Camp David. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 18,096, the NASDAQ at 4948. Sports, the Caps will need at least one more game to advance to the next round. The Flyers stay alive with a Game 4 win. Baseball, the Nationals beat Miami. The Orioles beat Toronto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888- 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, an unusual backup. So I want to give you a heads up. If you're heading northbound just before you get the 17 Falmouth, crash over to the shoulder. But that's what's slowing that stretch. Brief delays in Stafford. And then in Dumfries, we had a car into the ditch. That's what's slowing 95 past 234. And then here we go, leaving Newington up onto the Beltway Inner Loop, Outer Loop over toward Telegraph Road and on to 395. So that entire corridor, you can find those delays. Fairfax County Parkway, haven't had anything in the way, but as you make your trip northbound passing 123, and then as you push north heading towards, say, I-66 or Pope's Head Road, definitely below speed. 66, it's been about the sun glare this morning, started off on a very slow trip. Big story continues to be getting through the district. Once you come off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway, crash left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You'll notice a little bit stiffer breeze today. Other than that, clouds mixed with sunshine. Not a bad day. Temperatures above average by about 10 degrees, 78. Overcast, 63 tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, close to 80. And some showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Arlington, 52 in Silver Spring, and 52 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by ARS of Virginia. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house today. And Larry, I want to, you know, bring to people's attention this this story that is in the Washington Post today about Trump believes that he may be able to get 1,400 delegates. At least that's what his campaign is saying.
Well, okay, so this is an internal memo that has been leaked, and the right. Washington Post got it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Turning now to Jake Tapper from CNN, maybe he has some thoughts about this. So the campaign says 1,400 delegates are attainable before we get to the convention. Is that in sync with what you see?
It's not quite in sync with what the people we have projecting delegates think is likely, and 1,400 seems really, really high. It is possible. Our delegate counters think it is possible that Trump can enter the convention with the number of delegates necessary to secure 1,327, and a lot of that would be from lobbying people who are. These delegates that get to decide what they want to do when they get to the convention. But the idea of, you know, the last contest is over and Trump has 1,400 delegates is, let's just say, it's bullish at best.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, and Ted Cruz, though, is mathematically eliminated from getting to 1,237, but that's really not his strategy, and he doesn't care about that, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, Cruz says nobody can get to 1,237. It's not actually accurate. Trump still possibly can. It is still potentially feasible for him. Not likely, but feasible. Cruz and Kasich have long said that, Kasich have long said it, and Cruz is now acknowledging it, that this will have to be, for them to be the nominee, a convention fight, and having the contest go to more than the first ballot, the second ballot, the third ballot, et cetera. And you heard Mitch McConnell the other day say that he was optimistic that this would go to the second ballot, clearly signaling that he is desirous of someone other than Mr. Trump.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that he used the word optimistic, because that does suggest that that's his hope, which probably is not, you know, these are the things that are making people concerned.
I don't think people are shocked by that.
About the party uniting behind whomever the nominee might be. And Jake, and that's sort of the question that I have in terms of Donald Trump's demeanor over the last 2 weeks. You know, his rallies are still his rallies, but in terms of his on-air persona, his victory speech in New York, which was short and on message, the fact that he hasn't done Sunday shows, which I'm sure, annoys you, but he has those in a couple of weeks. Are we seeing a shift, and is it because of Manafort?
It seems to be that whether it's because of Paul Manafort or Rick Wiley or a combination thereof, or somebody being able to say to Donald Trump, hey, if you want this, you really need to, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself, as the kids said. And he's taking the advice. It is interesting that, you know, he was very respectful Tuesday night, referring to Ted Cruz as Senator Cruz, and then yesterday afternoon he was back to calling him Lion Ted.
Yes.
At rallies. That is, you know, not consistent, so I wouldn't say that it's entirely a makeover, but he's at least taking some advice. And you're right, I don't like this not being available on Sunday shows. I don't think necessarily, by the way, that, like, not answering questions from reporters who ask tough questions was a problem necessarily for Mr. Trump. He now seems to only really take a lot of questions from friendlier news outlets, and I don't know that that's necessarily good for a candidate. I mean, obviously I'm biased in this, and I want him to come on my show.
Chris Matthews has ruined it for all of us, clearly.
But I do think that, like, facing questions from people who are not necessarily just, you know, lackeys and you know, rooting for you,
right,
is good. I think that's not only of Donald Trump, I think that's of Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton and everyone else.
Certainly Hillary Clinton.
Right.
She's in a bubble out there on her side.
Yeah, she does not do a lot of these. She does Sunday shows the least. Ted Cruz is the second least. So I don't understand why that is good necessarily. I guess it keeps you out of trouble, but in some ways it maybe also keeps you out of practice for taking questions. I mean, look, if you become the president or the nominee, you're going to be taking tough questions
right
at press conferences. So why not have some practice?
Speaking of Hillary, I mean, it has been said by the Associated Press that she could lose every remaining primary in the coming weeks and still clinch the nomination. And if that is true, and I suspect that it probably is, then what should Bernie Sanders do now? I mean, what's his purpose? If there's no way he can win, what should be his strategy now, I wonder?
He's in a tough spot, because now you have even the group that supports him, MoveOn.org, saying that they do not like this idea that has been put out there by the Sanders campaign, that even if Hillary leads in popular vote and pledged delegates and superdelegates, that Bernie will go into the convention and try to sway enough superdelegates to send it his way, even though she has, even with her leading in popular vote and pledged delegates, and they say they don't want that. So he is in a tough spot. The grand irony of this is the person who created these proportional contests was Jesse Jackson back in 1984. That was one of the concessions that Walter Mondale offered him. And Bernie Sanders, of course, a big Jesse Jackson supporter back then.
Right.
I don't know that if there were more winner-take-all as opposed to proportional, that things would be dramatically different. I think Hillary Clinton has won enough of the bigger contests and obviously has a 2.5 million vote, popular vote lead. But still, it's a kind of ironic because if he were able to theoretically sweep winner-take-all states, who knows what would happen next.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Jake Tapper, CNN, thank you so much. It is now 8:44.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey, are you doing that spring cleaning out at your house right now? And you know, the windows, they need attention. And if you're like a lot of people, you have to get a ladder on the outside of your house to clean the outside of your windows. Hey, but not if you had Thompson Creek Windows. That's right. Thompson Creek Windows, you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your house. That's right. Don't put your life at risk on that ladder. Just get you some Tom's Creek Windows. Tom's Creek Window, 855-57-CREEK. They design, build, and install their own super energy efficient, easy to clean windows right in their factory, local factory, 855-57-CREEK. Buy three windows right now, get one free. And free sounds good to me. Tom's Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. They cut out the middleman. That saves you money. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Go to thompsoncreek.com. For details.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to davewallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, rush hour still on 270 Germantown, heading on to the 270 spur. Volume each direction, crossing the Legion Bridge, so no surprises there. And on River Road, as you come off the Beltway for the signal light delays. I'm also seeing Connecticut Avenue quite slow, heading down toward East-West Highway. Nothing reported in the way, and the cameras look clear, but also East-West Highway, as you're heading westbound toward Connecticut Avenue, that's slow, as is Brookville Road, slower than normal. So extra time for sure through that stretch. It has been a tough morning and through the district. Again, this crash is going to be on the inbound side this morning as you come over the inbound 11th Street Bridge to join onto the westbound freeway. Truck hit the Jersey wall. The load shifted. That's why it's there so long. We have so much delay as a result. 295 each direction. Also heading through and into Old Town Alexandria. Had an earlier incident on Route 1, South Patrick Street, slowing us off the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another pretty good-looking day today. Milder weather continuing to push in out ahead of a cold front. Clouds mixed with sunshine. Mild start and a warm finish. 78 with a south wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Becoming cloudy tonight, 63. Cloudy tomorrow, 79. Showers, thunderstorms in by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 52 degrees at 847 on WMAL. Hey, the High Court had an interesting case yesterday. And it has to do with drunken driving laws. You know, when you get pulled over and they suspect that you've been drinking, they often ask you to take a blood alcohol test or a breathalyzer test to find out exactly what your levels are. Mm-hmm. And if you refuse to do that, in most every state in the nation, you lose your license. In some states, like about 12 states around the country, it's actually a crime to say no to a blood alcohol or a breathalyzer test.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the high court was asked, is this legal? Is this constitutional? Or is it an improper and illegal search against you without a warrant?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting case. It sounds as if the high court may be leaning against those kinds of laws, saying that, well, however well-intentioned they are, you can't really compel somebody to, submit to a search without a warrant.
Yeah. And it's a tough one. And I understand, listen, when you sign that driver's license, when you get your driver's license, the signature is an acknowledgement that you will submit to a
blood or
breath test if you fail a field sobriety test. I mean, we all learned that in driver's ed, right? Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed.
And a lot of people say, well, what you're doing then basically is it's not a violation. It's a reneging on your promise.
Totally get that. And so what's the ramifications of reneging on that promise? You lose your license.
Right.
to then incarcerate someone because and make them a felon and put them in prison because they have decided not to do that. That is a whole other level.
Right.
And I got to say, I got a problem with that. I mean, that is self-incrimination. That's a Fifth Amendment and Fourth Amendment issue. Now, if you want to keep your license and you think you're innocent, you can go ahead and refuse it. Maybe I'm wrong. But to me, that extra level of punishment that these 13 states now carry that actually make it against the law to refuse that test and you will be, you know, thrown in jail. I don't think you should lose your freedom because you choose not to incriminate yourself. That's what this is saying, isn't it?
I mean,
you will be thrown in jail if you don't, you know, provide evidence against yourself.
Well, the question that was asked is, can it be a criminal offense to assist in violating your own constitutional rights?
Yes.
That's a pretty good question.
And by the way, that was a question from Kennedy, which is, you know, something.
Yeah, so it looks like that's going to be revisited.
I would be surprised if they upheld this law.
I mean, I do feel very strongly that we ought to really crack down on people who drink and drive, and that I think it's appropriate that you lose your license if you say I'm not going to take that test, and then you take it to a court and you work it out. But I'm not sure you can be compelled to do it. It really is a problem.
I'm sure. It seems pretty clear to me that we're going to throw you in jail because you're not going to incriminate yourself.
It seems like to me that's where the high court is headed.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it is a well-intentioned law because we have a serious problem.
Always, of course. And that's the thing.
You are putting other people at risk when you do that.
Whenever I argue something like this, I don't want people to, you're in favor of drunk drivers. Okay, fine. I'll go through the 3-minute preamble explaining how I don't want drunk drivers to be on the road. But guess what? I also respect the Bill of Rights.
All right. It is now 8:51 on WMAL.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
In the fight against Alzheimer's, we're learning about another difference between women and men. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Women may have a better memory for words than men, despite evidence of similar shrinkage in areas of the brain that signal the earliest signs of Alzheimer's disease. All of this is according to a new study out of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Now here's the rub. Because verbal memory tests are used to diagnose people with Alzheimer's, these tests could fail to detect mild cognitive impairment in women until they are further along in the disease than men. That's a problem, because early detection of Alzheimer's is key to providing timely and possibly effective treatment to slow down progression. Now remember, the earlier you get a diagnosis, the better your prognosis will be. If you're experiencing memory loss or other warning signs, you got to talk to your doctor about a variety of tests that you can take. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now.
LifeLock.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
It is 8:55 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Centerville, south on 28. Before you get to I-66, crash with only one lane getting by. I know it's frustrating just sit in that stop and go, but that's the story up ahead. 66, it's been about a few incidents out of the way now, and the sun glare this morning really has an effect on the commute heading up toward the Capitol Beltway. 395 Edsel Road, still jammed to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And why does the Wilson Bridge continue to have these backups near Route 5 Branch Avenue? Because it's slow the whole way to go to DC 295 northbound, which is bumper to bumper, to get across the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the incident. Right as you get onto the westbound freeway, left lane blocked, had a truck hit the Jersey Wall. Same story as southbound 295, jammed on the approach, as is the feeder roads coming through that stretch. Traffic report is brought to you by Pella Windows. Home improvement season starts with Pella Windows and door sale. Get $300 off per window, $350 off per door, or 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowsSales.com or call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stuff not moving very quickly in the atmosphere. High clouds with clear sky and another dry day today with that mix of clouds and sun even this afternoon. A gusty south breeze. 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 857.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse. And you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. Two full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it. All you have to do is point. We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for Nulook Home Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. Nulook is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NulookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Well, coming up tomorrow, which would be Friday, Brett Baer and Lisa Booth will join us.
Yes, and coming up in 8 hours, tune in for Brian Wilson on Washington.
I'm filling in for you today. That's right. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Here comes Chris Plant.
You're filling in for him at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
today.
I am. It'll be much listened radio.
Why are you dressed like Harriet Tubman?
I'm always dressed like Harriet Tubman. I'm feeling very Harriet Tubman. I've got some ideas for other changes to the bills, to the currency in America, too. I think Hillary Clinton on the front of the $1 million bill, and on the back, our embassy burning in Benghazi. I think just a little redesign thing. I got some